7. We promised to catch up with Angus McKenzie, who was the ward councillor for Bontierville this morning. Angus, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane, and thank you very much, and to all your listeners.
We often chat to you when we celebrate what's happening in Bontierville and the nice things that you guys do in Bontierville. But this morning is a very sad morning for the family of a 92-year-old lady.
Yeah, Zane, I think, you know, yes, it's extremely sad. There's no two ways about that. But I think at the moment it's more shock. I think at the moment shock is overwhelmed sadness. And over the next few hours and days and weeks to come, the sadness will creep in. But right now it's shock.
Describe the incident that happened yesterday to us.
So we believe that... The neighbor has two pit bull dogs. These pit bull dogs are moved around the property, during night and daytime from a security point of view. And what we believe is that the pit bulls were not moved yesterday, and in not being moved, had managed to scale quite a high border fence. This is the report we're getting from SAPS at the moment. Had managed to scale quite a high border fence, which gave them access to the property in which the 92-year-old lady, Ma Olga, lived, and bit her to death. Let's not get graphic about it, but effectively bit her to death. The scary thing about all of this is that the abutting neighbors on the other side had informed me throughout the night that she had been doing her washing and putting washing out, and had a washing machine on, etc. And she had heard absolutely nothing. So it would appear that, you know, this poor lady had just possibly just given up when the attack started. Had just given up, and this very, very tragic thing took place in the process of it.
Angus, there's a couple of things that I would like to unpack and unfold this morning. Is, you know, socializing a dog is very important, but sometimes in an area like Bontierville, you actually don't socialize your dog. Whether you've got a pit bull, whether you've got a boer bull, whether you've got an Alsatian, and people tend to keep those kind of fighting dogs and attack dogs for a specific reason in the township, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And I think up front, I don't want to draw any assumptions. No arrests have been made as such. An inquest has been opened. And I will say this to you, and I think you know me well, Zane. If it is found through this inquest that there was negligence on the part of the owner, and let me highlight, no arrests have been made, and no charges have been laid against anyone. But if it is found that there has been negligence on the part of the owner in terms of rearing his dog, looking after his dog, the fact that something could have been done to avoid the situation, I will tell you that I will be right up in the front row of leading the full might of the law against the owner of this dog. That is the first thing. I think there's a second aspect to this, and it's a deeper discussion that must be had around dogs such as pit bulls and these sort of very vicious attack dogs. And not speaking about banning dogs and getting into that discussion, but putting some sort of level of restrictions or some sort of
accountability
into place that sort of tells us how to rear these dogs, what should be done, how we should be training them, how we should be feeding them, etc. So, and have them registered on a database that at any point a law enforcement official is able to go and visit this dog and make sure that, you know, you as the owner is adhering to what is required of you. So I think there is a deeper discussion. This is the second such attack. We had an attack, I think about a year or so ago in Mulberry Street in Bontierville, where another lady was bitten to death by a stray dog that was unkept, unlooked after, etc. And I'm not for one second saying that in this instance, this dog has been unkept or not looked after. That's not what I'm saying at all. But that will come out in the inquest, and I will be tracking the inquest to make sure that if there's any accountability that must be taken, that accountability is taken. And more than anything, opening up that second discussion, which says, how do we sort of not legalize, but how do we put in place measures to make sure that owners of such dogs are doing things the right way to avoid the situation that's taken place again?
I think it's key to bring that discussion to the table at the moment because, as Graham was indicating this morning, that we tend to have these incidents, we discuss anything about it, we talk about it quite a bit, and you know, then it falls flat until we have another attack. You know, and that's what happens, Angus. So, will you be putting something forward to the council or to the, you know, to the city of Cape Town, saying, guys, we need to think about this quite seriously?
As I speak to you now, I'm on my way to the Civic Centre because it's full council today. But I have every intention of meeting with Alderman Smith, the Safety and Security Mako member, to have this discussion with him and to get an idea of what it is we can do to try to achieve what the desired outcome of this is. So yes, I will update the community and yourselves, but that discussion starts today.
Angus McKenzie, ward councillor for the Montreal area, on the fatal pit bull attack yesterday. And is that a solution of getting the dog breeds registered? Which dog breeds do we then register with the city? And do we put in certain restrictions and certain rules and regulations in place in terms of if you're a pit bull or a boer bull or a Alsatian owner? If you're a Jack Russell owner, you know, that can cause quite a bit of damage too. But do we then need to sit down with the council and say, this is what we need to do?